Okay, today is May the 19th, 2010, Wednesday evening. Mark wanted to talk about
the Protestant Baptist Church.
And like I was telling Mark, those terms are incongruous. Protestants are not Baptists, and Baptists are not Protestants.
Yeah.
Protestants means Protestants, to protest the Catholic Church. Protestants were in the Catholic Church and came out of the Catholic Church. The Baptists never went into the Roman Catholic Church. The Baptists traced their trail of blood back to the Arnoldists, the Albigenses, the Lollards, and the Valdenses, or the Waldenses, however you want to pronounce it. And right now, what's important to realize is that people are usually put in one of three religious groups. If you're not a Jew or Roman Catholic, then they automatically say you're a Protestant. So a lot of times Baptists are called Protestants. This does not match the facts, because Baptists never have been Protestants. The Protestant Reformation is usually dated from October 31st, 1517, when Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of the Catholic Church in Wittenberg, Germany, but this was only a series of acts that led to the rupture with Rome. And so, an event of the utmost importance, which is usually unnoticed, is the Second Diet or Council of Speyer on April 25th, 1529. This was a Roman Catholic council for the purpose of taking action against the Turks and checking the progress of Lutherans and others who were not cooperating with the Pope. And so, historically, Baptists are not Protestants. Protestants date from the 16th century. They're Lutherans, Reformed, and others who were once Roman Catholics and left the Roman Catholic faith to start denominations of their own. The Baptists never left the Roman Catholic Church, as did Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli. They never left because they were never in. They did not begin their existence at the time of the Reformation, but hundreds of years prior to the Reformation. Baptists make no effort to trace a historical succession back to the age of the apostles. Their only claim is that at every age in the church history, there have been groups that have been held to the same doctrines that Baptists hold. These groups may or may not have been connected, and they have been known by various names. The Montanists, 150 AD. The Novatians, 240 AD. The Donatists, 305 AD. The Albigenses, 1022 AD. The Waldensians, 1170 AD, and the name Anabaptist came into prominence just before the time of the Protestant Reformation. So anybody who claims that Baptists or Protestants just haven't done their homework, and you know, and so that's why we need to talk about the distinctions between the Baptist and the Protestants. It's also evident that the Baptists were not Protestants because they fiercely were persecuted by the Protestants themselves. Uncounted thousands of them lost their goods, their lands, and their lives in these persecutions. Conrad Grebel died in prison in 1526. Felix Manz was drowned by the authorities at Zurich in 1527. Noted Baptist leader Beithauser Humeyer was burned alive at the stake in Vienna in March 10, 1528. 3 days later, his wife was drowned by being thrown over the Danube Bridge with a stone tied to her neck. So the facts abundantly attest that historically Baptists are not Protestants. And doctrinally Baptists are not Protestants. Baptists believe with all their heart that God's Word alone is sufficient for faith and practice. You know, we read all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, 2 Timothy 3:16. Protestant denominations have creeds and catechisms and assorted doctrinal standards. True Baptists hold to the Bible alone. Baptists believe that Christ and only Christ is the head of the church. And each local church is autonomous and accountable only to Christ. Has no earthly headquarters, because their headquarters is in heaven. Baptists believe from their heart in a free church, in a free state. Christ plainly taught that the state and the church each has its own realm when he said, render therefore unto Caesar the things that are unto Caesar's, unto God the things that are God. All of the Protestant reformers fastened state churches upon their followers. They didn't have a clear separation of church and state. Baptists believe strongly in an individual accountability to God, because, you know, scriptures clearly teach that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. And Baptist people, furthermore, have always held to believers' baptism. None of the Protestant reformers held the Bible teaching regarding baptism. In the scriptures, faith and repentance preceded baptism. The reformers, you know, followed Rome in their teaching on baptism and baptizing infants, infant baptism. And Baptist people have always held to believers' baptism. And anyway, Baptists, on the basis of Scripture, have always held to a regenerate church membership. That is a membership that is made up of only people who give a credible profession of faith in Christ. You know, and that's just some of the points. And even practically, if you want to look at it from a practical standpoint, Baptists are not Protestants. Presbyterians were always want to take the name of a man. The Lutherans looked back to Luther, the Reformers looked back to Calvin, the Presbyterians were rounded by John Knox, the Methodists openly acknowledged John Wesley. Okay? And but the Baptists differ from the Protestants. That's all. You know, we would probably give Palestine as our place of origin, the New Testament church. And the creed of the Baptist is not the Augsburg Confession, the Canons of Dort, the Westminster, but simply the Word of God. Now, some Baptists try to hold the London Confession or something else. I don't hold any creed or confession. I hold to the Bible. You know, Baptists have never been linked with Protestants, have never been identified with the Roman Catholic Church. Faith means obedience to the Word of God, whether it be unto life or unto death. For many, it was death. In Rottenburg, in Reformation times, there were 900 executions of Baptists in less than 10 years. And a lot of times these deaths were vicious and cruel. And, you know, one example would be a guy by the name of Michael Sateller. It said, here was his sentence. It says, Michael Sateller shall be delivered to the hangman, who shall take him to the place of execution, cut out his tongue. He shall then throw him on a cart and twice tear his flesh with hot tongs. Then he shall bring him to the city gate and there torture his flesh in the same manner. And that was the way he died. And his wife and other women were drowned and a number of men were beheaded. Well, Baptists have held tenaciously to the original precepts and practices of Christ and the apostles. Baptists believe the pure word of God to be sufficient authority over all matters. Baptists reject all human religious traditions and practices that have originated since the time of the apostles. And Protestantism is unbiblical. It's unbiblical. You know, a lot of people want to write things exposing the Catholic religion, but however, the Protestant faith has become a cult in itself. You know, we're supposed to follow Christ, not a group of people who've come out of the great whore of Catholicism. You know, and who are they? Well, they're Lutherans, Episcopalians, the Westminster Confession. One false religion has beget another. Anyway, I think that, you know, another thing is baptism is not a sacrament. You know, a lot of people say baptism is a sacrament. The Bible says that baptism is a sign that we, it's a testimony, you know, that we have made a confession of our faith, we repented and believed in Jesus Christ. A lot of people are promoting baptismal regeneration, and we come against that. And the Lord's Supper is not, you know, people talk about sacramentalism, and well, anyway, I think that the main thing is we have to look at these things about what people are teaching out there. And Protestantism is just another coming out of Catholicism and taking on. God's plan is very straightforward. And all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And the point is that God has chosen in Him certain people from the foundation of the world to be recipients of His grace. Now, some of the Protestants teach that, but they fail miserably when they start talking about that you need to baptize your children, baptize infants, and when they get into other creeds that are not biblical. There's nothing in Scripture that shows that one should baptize their children. Nothing.
There's Scripture about this?
That's what we've been talking about.
There's a Scripture about the Protestant Baptist Church here?
No, there's nothing scriptural. It's an oxymoron. I already said that. It's incredulous.
Mm-hmm.
There's no correlation between the Protestant Church and the Baptist Church. The Baptist Church never went into Rome, and it never will go into Rome. Not the true Baptist Church. Now, the new churches out there try to, in their ecumenical way, try to make all one world church. That's why all these ecumenicalists are coming together under one banner. That's why the Southern Baptists and the Lutherans and the Presbyterians and the United Methodists are all trying to come together under one banner. Take on the same name, but they don't take on the same doc. They all have their individual differences, but the difference between the Baptists and everybody else is they did not come out of Rome. Wesley came out of the Anglican Church, which was a state church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wesley came out of Protestantism. Wesley's, you know, people say, well, Wesley's, you know, Wesleyan. No, Wesley came out of Anglican Church just like Calvin came out of the Catholic Church. So, they're both state churches, and that's not something that is promoted by God. So, it's an oxymoron in terms to call something a Protestant Baptist church or a Baptist Protestant church. It doesn't exist. They're two separate entities. And I don't take on even the name of Baptist. I take on the name of Christian, and not the Disciples of Christ either. I believe someone asks me, you know, what church are you a member of? I tell them I'm a WHC, Weatherby House Church. I'm a Christian. The Bible says that there will come a time when he will no longer worship in buildings made with hands. He says, in one place Solomon built me a house, but you know, his house is not a place made with hands. His house is the residing in the hearts of men. And the Bible says that we will confess him with our mouth, he will confess us to his Father in heaven. You know, if we will confess him with our mouth that Jesus Christ and that he was raised from the dead, that he's the Son of God, that the Father will confess us, Christ will confess us to his Father in heaven.
Do you have a name for the church that God started for me as a house church?
I already said, you know, there's a song, there's not the name that's over the door,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the name that's on the sign, it's who you're worshiping in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the name. It's not in the name. There's only one name given among men under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah. People always want to think they've got to have a name.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about renaming the Weatherby House Church No Name Church. Because everybody gets so tied up in these names.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that will conclude our discussion on that topic. Father, we pray you take this message and use it for your glory. We pray in your name, amen.